Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our Alan Shar Talk, and our radio station is doing something pretty incredible. 719,000, 565,000 gathered in the lockbox now, Alan, with the fun drive on air coming Monday morning at 6.
Would it be superb if we could go in with like 750 or even an incredible $800,000 in the lockbox? That's just extraordinary. I mean, then we are in for a one-day fun drive. If everybody wants to celebrate for a single day, we'll do it. I'm looking forward to being there at 6 o'clock in the morning with Ray, with his incredible wit, and he is the funniest man I know. And then Joe takes over, and Selma and Sarah, and we'll be done before you know it. It'll be terrific. You know, David, I'm so disheartened by what's going on in government right now. All the investigations, all the convictions, all the guilty pleas. But I was up this morning at a very early hour at 3:30, which I usually do. I turned on the television, and there on the old movie channel was Robin Hood. And at the very end, after all the oppression and all the taxation and all the wrongdoing by Prince John, all of a sudden, there's Richard the Lionheart. He rips off his black covering robe, and there he is, and the kingdom is saved. Don't you see? I mean, I'm looking, hopefully, that somebody is going to rip off their black robe and show to be Richard the Lionheart, and that this thing will all be a bad dream, because there's plenty of bad dream here. Anyway, we have WAMC. We all made it together. It is an extraordinary undertaking. It could never have been done unless everybody decided they were going to put something in. I don't mind telling you, there have been people who said, okay, here's $5,000 for a challenge, or here's even $10,000 to motivate other people to do it, and there's still time to do that at WAMC.org. But most of all, it really is everybody who puts $5 in or $25 and who doesn't walk away. Because when you walk away, I don't have to tell you what you get.
Well, you mentioned black robe. Let's talk about the Supreme Court for a moment. The justices blocked a Louisiana law that had left the state with only one abortion provider. Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. joined the Supreme Court's liberals on this decision.
Well, John Roberts is turning out to be some hero. There's no question. You know, a lot of people have written to the program and said, well, there's lots of instances in history where Supreme Court justices who came on as conservatives or otherwise turn out to be pretty good people and turn around once you have the so-called cult of the robe. You know, you put the robe on and it changes your personality. Well, of course, John Roberts was not appointed by the contemporary president. But nevertheless, he, in my book, gets great credit because he knows that the Supreme Court is an institution, and as an institution which has to be upheld. And if you make a joke out of it, if you make a bunch of clowns who are just tethered to the president, who is the puppeteer, it really isn't law. It's just another branch of the legislature. That's what it is. You got more Republicans than Democrats. That's the way it is. You know, John Roberts said there are no Democrats or Republicans on the Supreme Court. That's just wrong. You know, fact is, we know that these guys are behaving as they were expected to behave when Trump appointed them. But in this case, it's 5-4. How long that will last, I don't know. It does appear, I hate to say it, that Trump may get another Supreme Court appointment. And that could fix all of this. And then you would have had not the result you had yesterday. In any case, David, that's what I'm thinking about this Supreme Court. It can save itself, but it's a question as to whether it will.
You referenced investigations. How about Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker testifying today before the House Judiciary Committee after following a tumultuous couple of days where Whitaker threatened not to show up while Democrats were preparing a subpoena?
Well, actually, I tell you the truth, I'm surprised he did. And there was a sort of a semi-blink on the part of the Democrats who were saying, Nadler and others, we don't want to use it. We just want honest answers to our questions. Whitaker, in my view, was appointed for one reason and one reason only, and that's to protect this president. We knew what he was thinking about all the problems confronting the president. He'd come out and said the whole thing was just wrong, this investigation. And they want to find out, the committee, what the quid pro quo was here. And they will. And they'll ask the question. Apparently, he's been play-acting this with some of his friends, and they've been going over and over what the questions are. You know, it reminds me of the old days when we used to play dodgeball out in the schoolyard. He's playing dodgeball.
What do you make of this story, Alan, about the National Enquirer and Jeff Bezos, the Amazon billionaire, saying that the Enquirer, and specifically David Pecker, the chairman of America Media Incorporated, were blackmailing him, and now Ronan Farrow's also come out and said he was threatened?
Well, Mr. Pecker has now made a reappearance. You'll remember that his name was being bandied about for quite a while when it looked like they were just in business to kill anti-Trump stories. Hooray for Mr. Bezos. I mean, look, half the marriages in America end in divorce. His has ended in divorce after 25 years. That's a good run. Mine is now up to 48 or 49 years. Don't tell Roselle, I can't remember which. And wait, you know, Bezos has more money than just about anybody in the world. If not him, who? You got to hand it to him. He released all of the so-called blackmail messages, and we'll just see whether or not Mr. Pecker falls into a hole.
Well, we have a hole to fill. We have to get to $1 million and we can make headway before Monday at 6 a.m., right, Alan?
That's right. And it's always so reaffirming when we see the wonderful people who are out there doing their thing and making it clear that they will not be deterred from keeping this alive. It's that simple.
We love you all and we'll all gather on Monday. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you, David. We had a wonderful letter about you just yesterday about everything you do, everything I've been saying all along. You're extraordinary. WAMC.org gets it done.